All right, welcome everyone to another, well, actually a very special Monday Cancel Lick a Ball with Stephen Roberts. I first want to say that I've known Pat Velden almost 7 years now when I first came on the network. I know he was on the network long before me and very, very well-loved host and a very, very well-respected man. But it seems he has passed away last night over in Scotland in a hospital. He had been suffering from some sort of an illness, which I'm not aware of the details yet, but I just wanted to share everyone's condolences and everyone's love for Pat. So that being said, this is a very special Monday show after me and my guests get through here. I think we're going to do between 45 minutes to an hour. Depends on when both of us get a little bit tired of hearing each other. But anyways, I want to welcome back to the show, Gary Mailer. Welcome back, Gary.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you, Steve. How's things with you?
quite boring. Quite boring being in lockdown.
Yeah. Is this as bad as it's like it's over here in Ireland?
Probably so. Although there are some indications. Certain places, I know my particular state of Michigan has been doing some protesting. There are people out at the state the state government's, well, it'd be parliament over there for you, but they are doing some protesting, and hopefully it will do some good.
And is it working?
I don't know. They have taken notice. They have taken notice. I don't know if they are going to try to squelch the protests or anything yet, but they are still protesting. I think this is like the third or fourth day of...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, good for them. It's needed.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
It's needed. I mean, I, for one, is desperate need of a haircut.
Yes, I am too.
Hello?
Yeah, hang on a second, Gary. Go ahead and talk. I need to do something here.
Okay.
I've got to connect to Wi-Fi. Where's your Wi-Fi at? You haven't brought it up.
My Wi-Fi?
No. Mine.
Oh, sorry.
He's trying to get connected to the Wi-Fi, and I can't. Okay. Yeah, go ahead there, Gary. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping this is going to end very soon, you know.
Well, they're talking over here in Ireland now the 5th of May, which is a couple of weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
The schools now, funny enough, I was just talking to the principal there before we came on. We've got a thing here called the Leaving Cert. So when you leave school at the age of 18, you have a series of exams like what you have in America as well. They're trying to figure out the best way to do the exams in the school without spreading this so-called virus.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how they're going to do it.
Well, you know what I mentioned.
Go on, sorry.
I mentioned something last week. I think it was last week. It's been quite a few days ago, 6-7 days ago. We've gotten reports around a lot of states. They're talking about reopening back up the economy after April 30th. And it just occurred to me, you know, what is the first day after April 30th? That's May 1st.
Yeah, May Day.
Yes, May Day. The all-encompassing communist favorite holiday. Communist worker parties, workers' parties' rights day. Exactly.
Well, I don't know. See, we had something here. They were doing something for Easter Sunday as well.
Uh-huh.
They want to bring Ireland back into the fold, so to speak, you know, opening shops. But then they've just done a 180, a complete 180.
I think you're connected.
After that, after that day, you couldn't buy paint. You couldn't buy, I mean, I like to do a little bit of a garden. You couldn't buy seeds.
Well, there.
I mean, growing your own fruit and veg and all the rest of it, they wouldn't give it to you. They said it was non-essential.
Right.
But
right.
Jesus, this is island.
Right. Yeah, they were they've well, we have the big chain stores, Menards and Lowe's over here. They had pretty much done a lot of that too. They had stopped allowing Menards and Lowe's to sell, and even Walmart to sell the growing pots, the growing sod. Stop selling the seeds. At least the big chains are. I believe that if you go into the smaller communities, you can buy those things at the smaller local owned stores. But yeah, they were trying to stop that.
Yeah, well, yes and no. We've got a small town, and as of when was it? Last Friday. It was open. You could go in there, buy a lawnmower, buy whatever. And today we're in town and you have to phone. And if it's not on some sort of government's list, they'll give it to you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a hardware shop. It does TVs, it does DVDs, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Please, mommy and daddy government, can you allow me to live?
Yeah,
exactly. Can you allow me to buy something?
I think it's one big social experiment as well, this whole thing is.
Absolutely it is.
I mean, it has to be.
Sure. They're seeing what we're going to put up with.
Yeah. I mean, just chip away at your freedoms one bit at a time and let's see what we can get away with. This one's a biggie.
That's right.
Because we didn't realize what was going on because, what was it, the science lab in China that... I don't know. So such a touch of a 12 monkeys about like a virus escape from a lab.
Viruses don't escape from labs.
How's that?
Viruses don't escape from labs. They get set out by the people that run the labs.
And what was interesting about the Chinese lab is next to it was Beijing and Shanghai. And I haven't checked this up, I should have before I came on and opened up my big gob, but they had no cases of coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're next door to.
Sure.
Was it Wuchang?
Sure. Well, yeah. You know, virtually what the mass majority of the world doesn't really know. There's been a few people that have made videos, opened up the American Medical Association handbooks. AMA doctor's handbooks. And it clearly says right in there, coronavirus is common cold.
Yes. Yeah. Funny enough, I was looking up old medical books, like you just said there. I went back to as far as 1968 up to about 2011. It's in there. Common cold. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And I suppose they're playing the same game here. Anybody elderly that's gone into hospital and they're sick, say like they've got cancer and they're on the last legs, they don't say cancer on the death certificate. They say COVID-19.
Yes, a lot of doctors and nurses are making videos saying that exact same thing.
That's hard on people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, really. I mean, you can't see your loved ones. I mean, I haven't seen my mum and dad. They're 3 hours away. I haven't seen them since the total lockdown.
Yes.
But, you know, we talk on the phone and all the rest of it.
Yes.
Dad finds it hard.
Yes. I have
He's an sort of outside door person, you know?
Yeah, I have a friend that's the same way. He's close to my age and... He's going out riding his motorcycle anyways, but
good for him.
He hasn't been able to see his 102-year-old grandmother that's in a nursing home for like 3 months now.
It's ridiculous.
It is
ridiculous. And every time you go into the shops and everything, I'm sick of that bloody hand gel.
Oh, I don't use it.
We have to.
Do you?
Yeah, they won't let you in. I mean, they're very, very nice and polite and all the rest of it, but if you don't see to be participating in the act,
Right.
not the way, you ain't
Now,
going in.
I posed a question a few days back, a week back, or something like that. I got a few responses. Maybe you even re reacted to it or not, but what was different on this pandemic scare, this COVID-19, this coronavirus, this Chinese Kung Flu? What was different? They had the SARS virus that come out in 2002, and
Yeah.
they had the swine flu scare that came out of quite a few years later, and they had the avian bird flu that scare that came out.
What's that, the H1N1? I can't keep up with them.
The mainstream media blew each and every one of them out of proportion too. They did, but something. Well, the swine flew from a pig, that didn't seem to work. The flew from a bird, that didn't seem to work either. What was
No.
different?
I don't know. I must check up on this because this
Because
year
it
is the
came from
100th year of
China?
the Spanish flu, as we know.
Because it came from China? Yeah, but that had nothing to do with Spain. The
Exactly. So I'm just wondering, like what you just said there, why is it called the Spanish flu?
Yeah.
Who gave it out? Did it start off in Spain and then move? Then they went into their little Titanics and drove across a. Oh, the whole thing's mad. I don't know. I really don't know. But I see you got your lovely Bill Gates over there trying to force more lies upon us.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what he's done for last 20 plus years.
How the hell does he get into the world stage? He's not even a doctor. And I think you should say he was giving a chat about something, and one of the books in the background, How to Lie with Stats or something.
Yes.
Oh, come on, don't take me for a fool.
Right out there in plain sight, isn't
Of course. Of course. And there's people there going, oh, that's brilliant, that's brilliant. You don't know what that madman's doing. I'm surprised he doesn't live on an island with a volcano and has a white cat, like a Bond villain.
Well, Melinda's probably not hot enough to be in a bikini and
That's another thing. I saw a picture of her the other day, and I just went, "Oh my God, it looks like a man."
No, she's just, I mean,
Allegedly, I better say allegedly.
never can tell. It is 2020.
Oh, I know. I hate to be dating these. Well, actually, no. What's good about this pandemic? We're back to two genders.
Well, that was one of the jokes I made a couple a few weeks back. I said something about funny that only two genders are getting this coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
None of the other 61 genders are getting it.
I mean, look, it's up to them. Good luck. Do whatever you want to do, but don't be rubbing it into other people's faces. I've got other things to worry about. I don't
Right,
care.
right.
It's, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you don't know what Bill Gates is going to put into this because he could put some. There are talking about some nanotech allegedly going into this so-called vaccine. You don't know what it is. It could be water for all we know. We haven't got a clue what it's going to be.
Well,
But I tell you something, it's not going to be good for our bodies.
no. That conspiracy has been around for a long time, though.
Of course.
The artificial intelligence and the nanotechnology being put into vaccines, and actually they've been putting in that into our foods for the past few years. The GMO foods, the canned
Yeah,
and
I guess.
processed foods. Allegedly, they've been putting that nanotech in there.
Well, yes, oh, you can go so many different ways with this conversation, really. It's bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. I'm sitting here and I'm looking and I'm going, right, I've got I've got the gist of this, you know, this conversation. And then something else springs up and you're going, oh my, it's just one big magic show. That's all it is.
Well,
the whole thing's one big
magic show. Okay. I guess that's a pretty good characterization.
I mean, we're all concentrating on this and something else happens and it turns out all sleight of hand and all this kind of stuff. And you just go, oh,
right.
Just.
Right. Well, that's what magician does. He waves his right hand and he has his left hand behind his back or something like that, you know?
Yeah. So.
And it's also the proverbial Wizard of Oz when all of the characters are in the room there and they're looking up at the big screen at the big Oz, and then Toto, the little puppy, goes and pulls on the curtain, and the man says, "Don't pay attention to that little man behind the curtain. I'm Oz."
Yes, very good. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing's a yellow brick road now, isn't it, really? Well, it's just, I don't know. You have to laugh sometimes, though. And this is one I'm kind of like, I don't know. I keep asking myself a question. Do I know someone who has it?
Well,
there's people that say that they have it and they've been tested, and they've been tested a false negative, or they actually have it, but it's the common cold. But yes, it is the common cold, but we're going to treat you for, I don't know, blindness for this one. You're just going, what are you actually doing? Nobody knows what's going on. We all know, the laypersons like you and I, and people are listening to this, they all know this is nonsense.
Yes.
To an extent.
Actually, Gary, you know, I need to do some more research on this before I spout off, but there is an allegation out there that says the scientist that invented the test that they are using for this COVID-19, the actual test does not test for COVID-19. It is some sort of a cancer test. And he's screaming at the top of his lungs, allegedly, that...
Interesting.
Yeah. That you can't even...
Interesting. Because I had a different slight on it. I don't know how you do your test over your neck of the woods, but the United Kingdom and Ireland always follows England in that kind of sense.
Right.
It's just that they get a massive big, what do you call them, Q-tips?
Right.
I don't know, I think it's about 6 or 7 inches long, and they ram it up your nose right into the brain, literally.
That's nice.
Take a swab there. Yeah, it's not nice. You see it on the news because of the scaremongering. I only watch the news for entertainment to make myself better. But I'm thinking that it's some sort of like a DNA collection test.
Well, it very possibly could be, yeah.
Do you know? And if so, what are they doing with it? Because it's all got little barcodes on them, and they like to store them. People willingly give their DNA, especially to... Was it findyourancestors.com, spit into this or whatever, and see who you're related to? Do you know that kind of thing?
Ancestry.com, yes.
Oh, that's the, yeah. See, that's why you earned the big bucks, Steve.
I've had two or three cousins that have done that, and I'm not going to do that because, well, they already did it. I know where my ancestors come from.
Yeah.
They can trace
it. Ask your uncles and aunties. Jesus, they're the living ones.
They can trace them back to 1607 to the Man of Isle between Ireland and England there. They've already done the work. They don't need mine.
The Isle of Man, yeah, famous for the TT races.
Right.
Which is sadly called off this year. It was one of my highlights of the sport in Calingbar.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, Steve. I really don't know. I'm sitting here sometimes and I'm just laughing to myself like a madman. I should be locked up sometimes.
Well, you are. In your home.
Yeah. Like I said to you earlier, God, I wish I had a mind to lose. I can't lose it. It's just, the whole thing is just, it's scary times. I mean, I've got kids. My youngest one is going to be 14. And he's hearing off his friends that this one's dying off it and this one's got it and all this kind of nonsense and all the rest of it. And I'm trying to say, how do you tell a 14-year-old just to calm down?
Yeah.
Well, they're just relax a little.
They're trying to deal with hormones, and they have to deal with this.
Oh God, it's just like I said. It's funny times. I mean, it's going to get to a point now where it's going to be what they love is chaos coming. Even though we've got a bit of chaos now, they're going to have the ultra chaos because you're going to have the Nazi police coming in because, oh, that's one thing. I can't drive more than 2 kilometers outside my house.
Yeah.
Without being told, where's your papers and all the rest of it. It is just like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, you said your closest grocery store is 2.5 kilometers, right?
Yeah, so they kind of let that slide, you know? But if I was going to you and you're 5 kilometers and say, God forbid, you broke your leg, but you phoned the pharmacy for painkillers and you said that Gary's going to go and collect them and going to bring it up to me, they're fine with it.
Yes.
I don't know if their letter, headed letter on paper, would say, I don't know if that will fly with the police, you know, like a one-off. You know, I got to do this because the poor man's he needs his painkillers and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm quite interested to find out if what would happen.
Yeah.
To be honest. Is it essential? Is it non-essential? Jesus Christ. Forefathers didn't give up their freedoms easily, so why should we?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, that there have been reports, I think, over there around your European area there that I lost my thought. Oh, if your child or children don't get vaccinated, they are going to allow the guardia to come in and take your children from you.
I like to see him try.
Yeah.
I like to see him try. I heard rumors something like that, but if that's the thing, we're in this chaos bubble, and there's little rumors and there's, you know, little bits and pieces. Actually, I was in a Facebook group there of COVID-19 Ireland. And I thought, okay, there's a few of my neighbors and friends, you know, they all joined it. And I thought it'd be a nice way just to see how people are dealing with this. Man, the amount of BS that's on there is unbelievable. It's like if someone has sat on the toilet and gone, that's a good idea, I'm going to post this little lie up. And it's spreading fear quicker than the virus itself.
Sure.
I mean, we've got, I think, to date, 650-ish people have passed away, and I think it's around 16,000 people who are still living.
Well,
has the virus. And in a country of 0.5 or 4.6 million people, the percentages, it doesn't add up. That's not the whole country. It doesn't add up. So
well,
there should be no.
I will also bet if you can further get truthful information about it, I will bet that the vast majority of those deaths are have some other extenuating medical conditions going on with
them. Yeah, because that Conor McGregor, that I don't know what he's cage fighter or whatever he does.
Yes,
I'm not a big fan, but anyway, he turned around and said, I think it was his auntie that died of COVID-19. This is about a month or so ago. You know, sad news, and you kind of go, oh God bless her. And I think it's his sister or his cousin. She goes, no, she died of cancer, man. Don't be spreading that.
Uh-huh.
So he had to backtrack to say, oh, yeah. But just to sweeten the deal, just say, but she did get COVID-19 at the end. But that didn't kill her. Come on. Do you know? And all this scaremongering, it's not good for anybody's head. Do you know?
Yes.
I mean, I can guarantee if I walked onto the main street down in town and I get hit by a truck on the death certificate, it's going to be COVID-19.
Uh-huh.
Me splatted in front of a lorry.
Yes. Well, you've seen that meme I posted the other day, right?
Which one's that one? Yeah.
They have a man on a gurney and the nurse says that he crashed and flew through his windscreen. Okay. And I got trampled by cows and then got run over by a train. And the doctor says, so, another COVID-19 case.
Exactly. But I'd be interested to know how are you bearing up? I mean, you're not in a big city type like New York or Boston. You're just like me in a hick town.
Yes, I am. I am in Hickville. I am in the rural. I am in the out in the country, but still, people have shit themselves out here. They've bought all the toilet paper. You know what I heard this morning? There have been reports where people have bought just like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rolls of toilet paper, and they now realize that they can never use them, and they're trying to sell them back to the stores.
They're trying to sell their toilet paper
back to the stores.
Why? I can understand if you're running a hotel or a football stadium that you need all these, but if there's only a family of four of you, why do you need 8,000 egg rolls?
Because they're retarded.
Oh, and while you're talking about toilet rolls, my mum told me, and she's not a conspiracy theorist, she's just a good old-fashioned Irish Catholic lady, and she told me that she heard that the toilet rolls itself, not the paper, but the rolls itself, is made in China. And she goes, I'm wondering if people are wiping their asses and spreading it. I just lost it. I started laughing.
You have to laugh. You know, it's still illegal to kill people, so you have to laugh.
Well, is it?
That is one thing. Napoleon Bonaparte, Napoleon the First, he has been attributed to the quote, religion keeps the masses from murdering the wealthy.
Yeah. You know, it's going to happen. Something's going to happen. There's going to be a group of people, I don't know if it's here in Kerry or where you are, they're just going to get, and it's going to snowball, and then what's going to happen? If we all took to the streets, they can't jail us all. They can't kill us all.
No.
Do you know? There's only...
Well, they don't want to. They can, but...
Go on.
They can. They just don't want to. They want to do it softly. Soft kill. Do it the way they've been doing it.
I mean, there's a big river behind me. And social distancing, which makes me laugh. But we've got fishermen outside getting salmon.
Right.
And there's people going, no, you're spreading it. You're spreading it. These are people that I've known for years. And they go fishing.
Claiming the fishermen are spreading it?
Huh?
Claiming the fishermen are spreading it?
No, there's people there that are driving past shouting at them. You're spreading the virus. There's no one near them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I mean, how's that going to do? Well, they spat on one fish and the fish came all the way down. He picked it up, cooked it, and got it that way.
Yes. No. I seen a video 2 weeks ago. There was a man out in some sort of a little bay out on the ocean or out on a bay somewhere, and he was surfing. He was all alone, and closed circuit camera caught him on it, and they called the local sheriff or the police, and they went out there in a boat and arrested him when nobody else was around him.
That's madness. It's madness.
It's maddening.
It's quite absurd now. It really is quite absurd. I mean, I feel sorry for people who are in that mindset, and you don't blame them. You know, I wish sometimes I was in that madness and that mindset and carry on doing, but I can't. I'm too inquisitive.
Yeah.
I'm just too inquisitive. Yeah. It's really is. I keep saying it's just mad times. It's absurd. It's absurd. And Jim Mars is right. The rise of the Fourth Reich is here.
Yes. Well, it's been here for the last 70 years.
Yeah, but we've only beginning to notice. People beginning to cop onto the whole thing now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you know?
They knew.
I really want to laugh and joke about it, but there's some people that's going to go, oh, should he? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's going to get to a situation now where the gloves are off.
Yeah.
The gloves are off and...
Well, that's... I've been saying this for 11 years. They are trying to create a revolutionary war.
They are. They are. I mean, Trump was right. I'm slightly warming to him when he said on some of his those things when they do to the press office and all the rest of it. And he goes, hold on a minute. It started in China.
Uh-huh.
And people are going, well, there's reporters there. I heard one report go, I'm not sure if it did. And I thought, oh, my God, I don't know who's. It's like watching Dumb and Dumber. I was going, he said a factual thing. And you're saying,
oh, he was called a racist.
He was right to say, listen, it started in China. Let them have it. We'll pull all the planes, all the American planes. Yes. You know, people are doing business or whatever. Jump, get your backsides back into the plane. Go home. But then, leave them to know what it is.
Didn't he call it the Kung Flu?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's one of the great stand-ups ever. I really do. He's right up there with Bill Hicks as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, oh, God, I don't know. But you don't know anyone. Anyway, getting back to my original thought, you don't know anyone with the COVID disease.
It seems like my stepdad told me one of his friends, his daughter, allegedly had it a couple months back.
Okay.
But it's just
all that kind of nonsense.
It's hearsay. It comes from the medical establishment. So I'll take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. End up being the Joker, I think. I think everyone's going to end up being the Joker in that film.
Yeah. Which film is that?
The last Joker film, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I can't pronounce his name.
Joaquin Phoenix, yes.
That's the fella, yeah. But, but Bill Gates adding to the mix, and you know he's connected to Jeffrey Epstein and all that. That's an old story. It's one big club. It's like one big club of Rome.
Yes, yes.
You know? Somehow or other, we're going to have to... I don't know. I still can't get my head around how Bill Gates is the elected leader on something he knows nothing about.
Well, it's not so much that he's the elected leader. It's more that the establishment... wants to promote his agenda.
Yeah.
The media wants to promote his agenda because they have the same agenda.
I didn't check. Did Bill ever go to the Bilderberg meetings or anything?
I'm not sure. But
it sounds like a Bilderberg plot, doesn't it?
Does it matter? He's connected with all of them and he,
yeah.
They have the same agenda.
Yeah, Agenda 21, and then what's the next one? Agenda 30 and 40?
Well, no, Agenda 21 is part of a they want to start implementing these policies by the year 2030. But it's all part of Agenda 21, though.
Of course it is. It's just, I don't know. I mean, like... Are you getting an awful lot of... how are they going to force these vaccinations?
How? Well, they're going to try to pass laws and claim it's a law.
They... I seem to remember, when Barack Obama was in power, and I think it was at the... What's that? When that big televised meeting, it's got a big green marble wall behind it. Is it the WHO?
It could be the Medical Foundation. It could be.
And he mentioned, I think it was in 2015, maybe it was. And he was talking about diseases like the COVID-19. He actually said it out of his own mouth.
COVID-19, huh?
Yeah. And I think, if I remember correctly, that was roughly around about the same time he was doing your medical insurance thing. what's it?
Obamacare.
Obamacare kind of thing.
They passed Obamacare in 2010, I think.
Was it 2010? I was 5 years off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, they knew that they're scaremongering, you know. And Obama didn't like him at all.
Yeah.
Good. He came over here. Do you know, there's a petrol station named after him here.
Is there?
President of America. Petrol station.
petrol goodness. Station.
JFK, you go down to Wexford, there's a lovely monument, a lovely garden, you know, well attended, you know. One of the last kind of nice guys-ish. I don't know what else JFK had done. I mean, he seemed all right, you know. I reckon he was approachable. Petrol pump. That's what he is. Barack Obama. There you are. He came here. I think he opened it and drank a can of Guinness. It's like, why?
Uh-huh.
Would you be upset now if you were the president of America and you're named after a petrol pump? I think it's up in Ross Cray somewhere. That neck of the woods. Petrol pump. Oh, and it has a toll bridge. So yeah. Maybe it makes sense.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Lovely grabbers. But anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I kind of like the little bit of the lockdown to an extent where people are not as rude. People are very polite, I've noticed, with this little thing. You know, after you, sir, after you, ma'am. Are you getting that? Sorry, I'll step back. Do you know that kind of thing? It's very surreal. But at the same time, people are going back to being mannerly. So I'm going to take that as a positive. I don't know what it's like there in America. I mean, do you shoot your neighbor if he gets too close to you, or what's the story?
No. No. No, we just, neighbors don't talk to each other. Neighbors don't talk to each other in America anymore.
Don't they?
Yeah, well.
Even the small towns?
Just barely.
I grew up in London. I knew when I was on my old road, I knew everybody from, you know,
from
child upwards. But when I met my wife and we moved to another part of London, I think I knew out of 400 people that lived in our place, our road, I think I knew two families.
Uh-huh.
That's bad, you know. I should have made more of an effort, but no. It's just the way it is. Going to a city and people are very kind of like ignorant. But I've been seeing people very polite, you know, very nice. Take that, you know, I'll take that as a positive.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. How are we going to get out of this, Steve? You and I.
Yeah.
How are we going to stop the madness?
Yeah. How? Not sure yet. It's still illegal to kill people. You can't kill people in government yet. So.
But explain this to me. Trump gave you all, was it a grand?
I think at least 1,200 it's supposed to be, but I don't think very many people have gotten that money yet. So.
And what is that for? Like, say, if I was working in, I don't know, the local cinema, is that cover my wage for the month? Am I going to get that? $1,200 every month?
Every month that you're out of work, supposedly, yes.
Yeah, because over here it's 350 euros.
Okay.
And an uproar, because there's fellas there now, they're like, especially like, say, some of the mechanics who I think are essential. If they're on 800 euros a week, if you're in your own garage, drop down to 300, it's a big drop.
Uh-huh.
Mortgages, families, and God knows what else. It's a big drop. And it's not tax deductible.
Of course it's not.
Oh, Oh, the Rothschilds wouldn't let you get away with that at all.
Well, it's like J.P. Morgan said, my minions will get nothing for free.
Exactly. And by God, are they holding on to that slogan already, aren't they?
Yes.
God. I don't know what else to say, Steve. It's just I love to hear people's views around the world and all the rest of it. I mean, this clapping. Do you have this clapping thing over in America?
Clapping.
Okay. So one of the great British establishments that ever was bestowed on that country was the thing called the NHS, where you worked and say like 20 quid of your tax went into the NHS, and so you had a free health service. Not like America, where, you know, you've all got insurance and blah 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 to an extent. They're clapping for the frontliners. Now, I had a chat with my sister, and I said, what do you call a frontliner? Because, yes, nurses, doctors, they're on the front line. Okay. Police, okay,
yes.
All the rest of it. What about the people who are serving us food in Aldi and Tesco, Walmart? Where
Walmart, yes. Yeah.
No. I mean, I could cough and sneeze while going out to the checkout to put my stuff in. Are they up and on? No, they're dead.
Well, you know what they're doing here in America. They've virtually made every store that allows people to a certain amount of people to come in. They have cough guards, spit guards. It's clear plastic. It's not plastic. It's clear.
Perspex.
I'm sorry?
We call it Perspex. It's like a hard plastic.
Yes.
It's like a
see-through. Yeah,
oh, it's, do you personally have to wear it, or they do?
No, it's in front of the counters,
in front of the tills, the checkout.
Yes, in front of the checkout.
We had them in London transport for years to stop people spitting at us. Oh my God!
I guess that is London, right? Though. That is London, though, right?
London, I.
The cesspool.
There's a part of me that's like, one of the, stay with you.
That has to be one of the cesspools of the world.
Do you know what? When I was growing up in there, I didn't notice the madness because I was a part of the madness, if that makes sense.
Right. Sure. That's all you knew.
Where we kind of like in my later years living in London, we had brothels and we had drug dens. That was all over the world and all the rest of it. But we didn't notice and we didn't care.
Right.
Do you know that kind of thing? But I'll tell you a quick one. The World Cup was on and England and was playing, say, America in the World Cup. And I had the day off and we're going to get a few beers and a takeaway, you know, like pizzas and stuff like that, to sit down to watch the game and like you do on Super Bowl Sunday. Do you know that kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
So we had an alleyway at the back of our house, which is like, it was a shortcut to go to the shops, you know, if you wanted to get a pizza or whatever. So a neighbor of mine said, if you buy the pizzas, we can watch it in the garden, because he had one of these kind of like screen things to watch the football on. I'll get the beer. So I said, okay, right, well, I'll do that and you do that. So we were talking to each other and there's this person lying, leaning up against a post where we were living, and we just went, oh, these bloody drug addicts, they're everywhere. So my friend then just got his foot and just gently nudged him to say, look, can you move on? Do you know that kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
But what we didn't realize, because we were so involved in the match, this poor fella was shot twice.
Oh.
And it was just dumped. He was dumped there.
Yeah.
I know in America that's kind of like 2 a penny, but where we were like, I didn't even
Well,
in
Chicago, that happens 15 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it was so funny. We were just looking, going back now, going, how did we not hear?
Yeah.
And I think someone called the police. I think, to be honest with you, we're that involved with the game. that we left the pool sold there. Do you know that? I mean, that's harsh. We just kind of like left there and just went back to watching the football. I mean, that's mad.
Hey, mate, don't blame on my shoes.
God, it's just this strange times. But look, here we are. We're here. I'm out of there. I'm trying to be a good person. If that's coming across, I doubt it. But yeah. It's weird. It's weird. But so the Polish fellow backed out tonight, did he?
Yeah, he's a little sleepy.
Drunk.
He said he had to get up at 4 a.m. to go to work. I wonder
he's
if
not
he's
essential.
Sorry?
It's not essential.
I don't know.
I miss him. I was meant to give him a call there the other day, but I clean forgot. Like I said to you earlier, I got a new phone, and I am no Tony Stark when it comes to this.
Right.
I'm just looking at it and going, there's so much tech here. There's so much shite on this thing I don't need. I just want to call someone. Do you know that kind of thing?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. He asked me twice today, can we have your biometrics? No.
Your and phone has?
He wanted my fingerprint or my...
Yeah.
My retina. I was going, nah.
Don't
no
think
way.
So.
And the phone shut down. And then I had to restart it again. I had to, because the phone shop's closed, I had to Google it and look into it and all the rest of it. And there was tricks of the way how to restart it and all the rest of it. And I thought, oh my God, I'm sorry I picked up this bloody thing.
What did you have? What
I had before.
Yes.
Oh, I had a Samsung.
Okay.
And now I upgraded the Samsung to, what's this one? I don't know. 454. I can't keep up with the numbers. And it's just mad. It's like it wants to listen to your conversations all the time. And I'm going like, nah. I think I'm going to go back to a drug dealer's phone. What do you reckon, Steve? The old flip phones.
Maybe so. Sorry, I was just typing a message.
Don't forget to give them
drug dealer's phone, yes.
I don't know. But I mean, like, you're all bearing up all right with it, and, you know, listen.
I'm sorry?
This lockdown. You're bearing up with this lockdown.
No, I'm not really happy with it. I am a hermit. I don't like to go out, and I don't like to interact with people, but I have two pool nights, and they've taken my pool league nights away. And that's what's really gotten me pissed.
Yeah, well,
That's what's got my panties twisted up.
See, that's it. They took away that little bit of freedom with you.
Yeah,
that little bit.
Yes.
Someone else's. I mean, like right now, I love to be in America. I'm going elk hunting or something because you're away from all this bullshit.
Yeah. Moose
can't
hunting.
Get a
yeah.
Decent. Get a decent, mobile network or anything because you're out in the sticks. You've got
well,
to
you,
do whatever you have to do.
You can't even buy a license for it because it's non-essential. The stores that sell those types of things aren't open.
But isn't it hunting season now? No.
Oh, there's a hunting season every day of the year here. Yes, it's just particular animals, but you have to be able to buy a license.
It's never stopped you, the Americans, before going invading somewhere.
They've actually made it possible where you can buy the license online now. Go through their website,
and that's where you're going to bring me up to the next thing. We're going into, as we know, a cashless society. Uh-huh. I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast, and he was talking about this thing called the Cash App. Get rid of dirty, your money. You don't want people's germs on your hands. That's
yes.
the way he was promoting it.
Yes.
And I'm going, oh, come on.
Well,
Money's king.
I said that a few weeks ago, too. They were going to go to a cashless society. They're going to make you afraid of your money. Your money's going to be the next big scare.
And what's the thing? They're going to be afraid of my cat. I mean, this is where is it all going?
They're going to be afraid of your breathing. That's where it's all going to go.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It's definitely a time to be a unique time to be living in, isn't it? Because we've got the internet, we've got so much information, an awful lot of crap, you know. Try to get there are some good stuff on the internet, don't get me wrong, but an awful lot of it is rubbish.
Yeah.
YouTube. I went on to YouTube. Mari got me a TV for the bedroom just to shut me up. And just say I went to the Steve Roberts YouTube channel or whatever, and I went, oh, I checked this guy out and put on the first one, and I watched the first one going, that's quite interesting, that, what he was talking about there. Go on to the second one. They want me to sign in and confirm my age.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I never
yes.
saw that before. I don't
Yeah.
really go on YouTube. But I mean, like, I
They,
was just going, what?
you can pass a link. You can pass a YouTube link from Facebook or most other social medias, and
Yeah.
you hit that link from Facebook, let's say, and want you to sign in. But there's a little box up above that that says open in YouTube. You can go to that link, and if you're already signed into your YouTube channel, you don't have to confirm your age. So you can just bypass their spyware, bypass their cookie collection and their data collections.
So subscribe to them. See,
No, 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 no. If you pass a link in a Facebook page or a messenger or something like that, it wants you to sign in. It wants you to sign in so they can have your data.
yeah.
But if you don't sign in, they don't get your data.
I suppose the data is the new cash king now, isn't it? Really, they want everything on you.
Well, I think it's been that way for a few years. I remember seeing a post, not a post, but an article that I think close to 10 years ago that said Google could predict within 93%. Well, at least that's what they admitted to was 93%. They could predict within 93% accuracy 10 years ago of what you and I were going to do just from our data usages, our searches and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, like, the whole thing is just madness. It's madness. How to drop off? How can we all chip in, GoFundMe, buy a massive big rocket, put all the elites, and just fly them off to, I don't know, Pluto, because Pluto's a planet, as far as I'm concerned, because that's what I was taught at school.
Right,
Fly them off there, let
exactly.
them run amok.
Exactly. Well, we're almost done here with the hour, Gary, but I wanted to leave you with one other thing.
Go on.
It was 1932. J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI from I think 1924 to 1968 or 72 or something like that, over f 40 plus years. He advised the incoming president, Franklin Roosevelt. He
Oh.
said, Mr. President, we have 150 million dossiers on 150 million Americans. There are currently 200 million Americans. We need to get busy, he said.
Yeah, makes sense. And then you can go to World War II, and they were collecting people's data then. You know, with IBM, that's how they became famous. Obviously, with the famous tattoos that and Auschwitz, if you
Yes.
believe the narrative. But doesn't surprise me, Steve. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Oh, that reminds me. That's another film. Any good to watch? J. Edgar Hoover. Any good?
I haven't seen
We'll find it. We shall borrow it off the internet, Steve.
Yeah.
We should plan. But listen, lovely chatting to you. Stay safe, and sorry for your loss,
Thank you very
for
much,
your colleague. Yeah, humbled.
Pat will be missed, that's for sure. I'm actually, once we get done here with Skype in the next minute or so, I am going to play a past podcast of his, so
Oh, perfect.
yeah.
Perfect. Sadly, I didn't know the person. I'm sorry. Is Pat? forgive me, male or female, because we have Patricia here and Patrick over here, so that's why I ask.
Pat Velden. He's Patrick Velden, yes. Patrick.
Patrick, okay, yeah. Okay. I'll check him out. But like I said, sorry, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, don't go outside now shooting people because you haven't got balls to shoot at. Just, you know, mind yourself.
Right.
All right. Love to everyone, Steve.
Have a good night.
And you, sir. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks to Gary. It was just a special thing. He did mention to me a few days ago that he did want to come on and had to get some things out. Had to get some things off his chest or whatever. Had wanted to talk about some things. So I have one tune, and then we have approximately 80 minutes of a past podcast with Pat V with callers. So hope everyone enjoys.